Underground Preacher checking into the Underground Church. And today we're going to talk about the Shepherd's Prayer. I remember a while ago when I was reading the Bible, and I stumbled upon James chapter 3, verse 1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive stricter judgment. So after reading this passage, I realized, okay, so a teacher, a leader, he will be held at a stricter judgment. Much will be required out of him. But I was so wrapped up into seeking fame, glory, and power, and all that comes along with being a teacher, being a pastor, that it didn't really hit me until the day God came and told me, I really expect more from you because you know better. And when he said that, I was like, wait. What do you mean you expect more from me because I know better? And the light started coming on. Clearly, at that point, I started backing off because I started realizing the more you want to put yourself in a teacher's position, the more God is going to require out of you because you know better. So I started telling God, oh, no. Look, I don't know better. If I ever told you that I know better, I'm sorry. I apologize. But I don't know better. I don't want to know better now. Because the way you want to hold me up to these standards, no. But it still didn't really sink in until he came a second time and told me, I hope you take my sheep seriously. All right. When he told me that, I was just freaked out. Just God, you alone, from the way you are, you're freaking me out already. Now you coming and you telling me, oh, you hope that I take your sheep seriously. So your sheep are really dear to you. And if I mess around, I'm going to be in trouble with you. Oh, no. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. I say, you know what? Maybe being pastored and being a preacher and all that, maybe it's not for me. I let go of Underground Preacher and all that. I let it go. It dawned on me, for God telling me, I hope you take my sheep seriously. It implies that I'm not taking his sheep seriously. First hint and first strike. All right. So I ask him, God, clearly I don't know how to do that. I can tell you that I'm taking him seriously, but that's according to my standards. Now, what is your standards of taking your sheep seriously? Please show me. Thank you for showing me, please. And he told me, go read Ezekiel chapter 34. I said, the whole chapter? He said, yeah. So we're not going to read the entire chapter. I'm just going to leave it up to you to read it on your free time. We're just going to read the part that hit me, the part that talks about the requirements. It's in Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 2 to 4. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God to the shepherds. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fatling, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them. This passage highlights the requirements of a shepherd. So after reading it, I seen how I failed on many levels. And it really took me some time because I went down a rabbit hole of fear and freaking out and really not knowing where to go. And really trying to run away from this task of being a shepherd. Because clearly all this time I thought I was being a shepherd. But no, I really missed it. I messed up. And now I looked at it and I felt like I positioned myself for serious trouble before God. And I didn't know how to face it. That was some reality that was really hard for me to take. And that's when God came and told me, forgiveness, grace, and mercy. The same way he gives us grace and mercy when we break his commandments, when we sin, and when we go and repent and ask him for forgiveness. It's the same way as a shepherd, you have to go to him and ask him for forgiveness, for grace and mercy when you violate any of these requirements. So, as a shepherd, you have to know that this is the flock of Jesus Christ. They belong to Jesus Christ. You have to know also that you got to let him show you how to shepherd them. So before you go on and try to be a shepherd, don't do it like I did it, looking up to the fame and glory. And no, I let that go in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't do it like that, but come humbly about it. Go read the entire chapter of Ezekiel and make sure that you are called to be a shepherd. Because if you're not, you're positioning yourself for serious trouble. And God is the one you don't want to mess with. The devil himself is afraid of him. So make sure you are called to be a shepherd. And even then, make sure that you call upon his grace and mercy. And learn to humbly come to him for forgiveness. Because as a man, we are bound to fail. We're human. To err is human. He knows it. But we got to take that into consideration and understand that we are human. He is God. And that's where the shepherd's prayer comes in. So for those who feel the calling of being a shepherd, you can do the prayer along with me. And here we go.
Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of God, have mercy on me. Good Shepherd, have mercy on me. You have called me to shepherd your sheep. Oh, what a great honor to be entrusted with your creation. What a cross to carry along this sinful life. What a passion this is to care for these precious souls of yours. Oh, graceful and merciful one, I myself am but your creation, only perfected through your grace and mercy. If you were to require my own soul out of my hands, I would not be able to provide it. So how much more will I provide the soul of another if you were to require it out of my hands? I cannot. So please forgive my imperfections, as I also forgive the imperfections of others. But furthermore, have mercy on me. I pray that you, the good shepherd, that you increase in me while I decrease. For indeed, I must fall back and let you shepherd your flock. For indeed, I must be humble with this task entrusted to me. And indeed, I must be careful to remember the seriousness of your sheep when they call, to feed them when they're hungry, to strengthen them when they're weak, to heal them when they're sick, to bind them up when they're broken, to bring them back when they are driven away, to seek out for them when they're lost, and to watch over them with your love. O Lord, with such delicate and overwhelming requirements, may I ask you to carry me, because only in your loving arms, Jesus Christ, will I be safe enough to accept this calling. Thank you for your loving kindness, and blessed be your holy name. Truly wonderful is your name, and in love and adoration, I have prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This prayer is also available on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, so feel free to download it. Pray. Can do it every day, because as a shepherd, you need daily forgiveness, need daily grace, daily mercy. And that's what Holy Spirit had put in my heart for you, church. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I'm out.